Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. Veterans Day has come and gone, and I feel especially thankful to all those who have served and continue to serve, many sacrificing their daily lives at home and many putting their lives at risk to keep us safe and strong. I thank you all for your service. And Veterans Day had me started to think about the financial challenges one must encounter as a serviceman or woman. And I wanted to see if there were any compensations for those challenges in terms of special financial benefits that the government may have created. This is something that I really haven't looked at in a very long time. And thanks to Kiplinger Magazine, I found a list of benefits that most of us don't know about, I think, and I really hope that our service members know about. So here's a sampling. Let's start with savings and retirement plans. In the government's retirement plan, the so-called TSP plan, a service member can invest up to $18,000 in 2015, and if they're receiving tax-free income while deployed, they can increase their contributions to $53,000 for the year. And now the government has given them access to a Roth retirement plan. This Roth acts like a regular one, like the one that we can get, making all the earnings tax-free, of course, but without the income restriction. So no matter how much you make, if you're a serviceman or woman, you can contribute to this Roth. Also, another Roth benefit service members can get occurs when they receive tax-free combat zone pay. Because there's no income tax on their pay, and their money can go into a Roth tax-free, contributions go in tax-free, and their earnings come out tax-free. That's a nice touch. About savings now, the government also gives service members a 10% guaranteed return on savings. That's right, a 10% guaranteed return on savings. Here's a direct quote from Kiplinger. The Military Savings Deposit Program lets deployed service members invest up to $10,000 in the program each time you are deployed. You receive 10% annual interest, compounded quarterly. The program lasts for up to 3 months after your return. Also, any increase in the tax-free take-home pay can be stashed in this 10% interest savings plan. So that's retirement, that's savings. Let's talk about the GI Bill. Remember the GI Bill? Well, it still exists and offers free college for yourself, your spouse, or your kids. This post-9/11 GI Bill covers the full cost of in-state tuition and fees at public colleges for up to 36 months, that's 4 academic years, or up to a little over $21,000 per year for private colleges and foreign schools. Also, you'll get a housing stipend and money for books and tutoring. The money may be used for undergraduate or graduate programs or for certain programs at vocational and trade schools. And one of the best features of the post-9/11 GI Bill is that longtime service members may transfer their benefits to spouse or children. Also, as a service member, you can get inexpensive life insurance. The government also offers service members the lowest cost life insurance programs available. The cost is only 7 cents per $1,000 per month, which translates to about $336 a year for the maximum $400,000. And life insurance is guaranteed regardless of your age, health, or likelihood of being deployed. That's pretty good. Also, a service member's spouse can get $100,000 in coverage for as little as $60 a year if he or she is under the age of 35. Now, here's one that's a little more subtle but can be helpful. If you maintain a legal residence in a state that has no or low income taxes, let's say like the state of Florida, and then you're deployed out of state, let's say in a high tax state, let's say like New Jersey or something like that, service members will still be taxed according to their place of legal residence. And this can shield them from taxes despite the fact that they're living in another state. And this applies to the spouse as well if both have to live out of state of their legal residence. And when it comes to buying a home, being a veteran enables you to buy a house with literally no money down. They won't have to pay private mortgage insurance as well, which can really save thousands of dollars. Now, one caveat to any no money down loan is that even a slight dip in the value of your home will cause you to be upside down. meaning you will owe more than the home is worth. And financially speaking, that's no place you want to be. Now, another big perk for service members is the tax-free housing allowance. This is a monthly subsidy covering all or part of your monthly rent or mortgage payment as long as you're in the military. The amount of the subsidy varies by your rank, where you live, and whether or not you have dependents. And did you know that the Service Members Civil Relief Act, which was reenacted in 2003, provides a host of other benefits as well? This law was initially enacted in 1940, but goes back as far as the Civil War to address the issue that soldiers back then were not well paid and had trouble with their financial obligations. The law prevented them from being sued or forced into bankruptcy or foreclosure. So here are a few current special benefits for service members under this Service Members Civil Relief Act. There are legal benefits, which include an interest rate cap of 6% on any loans taken out before you were called to active duty. And the law also gives you the right to terminate an apartment lease if you have orders for a permanent change of station or are deployed to a new location for 90 days or more. And of course, there are more, but I'm not going to mention them all here. And here's just a few more just to wrap it up. Each branch of the military has an emergency relief fund that offers small interest-free loans for emergencies. Credit unions on base also offer short-term loans at reasonable rates. Some even offer small emergency loans to members of the military with little or no credit check. Of course, you're going to want to check this out at all the applicable websites, which are conveniently listed in the Kiplinger article. To get the link, go to onthemoneyradio.org, pull up this commentary, and we will include the link to the article there. And once again, thanks to all who serve and who have served, and thank you for protecting us and keeping us safe and strong.
You're listening to On the Money with Certified Financial Planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.